Hi, this is The Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen.
This week, I'm talking with Brad Lancaster, and we're talking today about effective tree planting and placement of trees.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, the first step to doing that is figure out where you want the tree. Where is it going to provide you the most beneficial services all through the year? Once you've got that right arrangement of trees, then let's plant the rain so those trees can thrive on just free local on-site water. So no hill-like shapes. Let's create basin-like shapes. So when it rains, those basins collect the water. Then let's create sponges within those basins. So when the leaves fall, let the leaves gather in those basins. Leaves are called leaves because we are supposed to leave them. So they break down back into the soil, and we get a closed nutrient loop where the leaf nutrients go back into the soil and the roots of the tree. So if we got a nice sponge in that basin, when it rains, we won't have puddles. The water will be absorbed, and we don't lose it to evaporation, and the mosquitoes can't go crazy. We can also direct gray water to those same basins. So in times of no rain, the rainwater basin becomes a gray water basin because water flows downhill. And as long as we create low spots, we can direct all higher waters to it for free.
More free stuff, Brad?
I love the free. Then the last bit of this is, what kind of tree are you going to plant? I really push native food-bearing shade trees, because they're already perfectly adapted to our local rainfall pattern and soils. So they're going to survive no problem. You incorporate water harvesting, they're going to thrive. And they can take harsh conditions. But if you want an exotic fruit tree, like an orange tree or a peach or something, well, maybe do that on the east side of a building or a native tree where they're not going to get blasted by the afternoon sun. And plant the gray water before you plant that tree. Because an exotic fruit tree, it's going to need water all through the dry season if you want any fruit off of that thing. So don't use virgin drinking water. Instead, use your drain water. Convert that wastewater into a resource water with gray water harvesting. This way, you can create a sustainable oasis at home just using free on-site waters and fertility. Oh, last thing I'll just throw in there. A lot of people, they think, oh, I'll just plant a winter deciduous tree on the south side of my house, thinking it'll drop its leaves and they'll get their heat and light gain in the winter. Well, that's problematic, because a mature tree, after it drops all its leaves in winter, just the shadow cast by the bare branches, that'll block out over 50% of your potential heat and light gain. And if you've got solar panels, they're not going to be producing any power. So that doesn't work.
Okay.
Yeah. So you really got to maintain enough access. And people will say, yeah, but in the middle of the day in summer, the sun is a little bit to the south. It's not directly overhead. It's a little bit to the south. Yeah, you're right. That's why you design the appropriately sized roof overhang or awning, or you can grow on a trellis, a vine that's sized right to capture winter sun but shade out the summer sun. And all this and more is in the new edition of my book, Rainwater Harvesting for Dry Lands, Volume 1, Second Edition.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green, produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.